Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory be to the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, most gracious and most heavenly Father, hallelujah. We come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father, to say thank you for another day, Father, another day that you have made, another day's journey, another day, Father God, of your grace and your mercies, new mercies we see, new mercies embrace us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, glory be to the living God, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Glory. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on this morning. Father, come, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving. We come, oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to say we love you this morning, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving us Jesus. We thank Jesus for giving his life. Oh, Father God, we thank you for eternal life by faith and grace. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you right now, Father. Hallelujah. We ask that you will bring our flesh under subjection even right now, Father, as we bind the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. We thank you that this day is blessed because you made it, Father. You have blessed the day. You have blessed us. We belong to you. You belong to us. We are a family, Father God, a divine family, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over again. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father, to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word, Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Hallelujah to your holy name and to your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for your people everywhere. We pray for those who know you, Father, that they will remain encouraged, Father God, and gain faith and a desire, an intense desire to know you better and to know you more, Father God. We pray for those who don't know you, Father, that they would obtain a will to know you before it's too late, Father, and while there's still time to serve you, Father God, not just receiving you on their deathbed, but receiving you time enough, Father God, where they can actually serve you and bring glory to you, Father God, here on planet Earth. And we pray for everybody in the middle, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we love you and we say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you for our humble beginnings, Father God, or where we started, where we are, everything in between and everything in front of us. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for making it possible for us to carry the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to all the globe, and to all the globe, Father God. We say thank you for technology. Thank you for the authors of technology, which is you. But thank you for the men and the women that you use to bring all this together, Father, that we can sit in the comfort of our homes, Father God, or wherever we are, and touch the world without ever hopping a plane or a train or a bus, Father, and carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we say thank you, and we bless you even right now. So, Father, we embrace this day. We thank you for this day, and now we surrender the day back to you, Father, that you will unfold this day according to your goodness, your mercies, your love, and your direction. in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. On this beautiful day, a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you for chiming in on this morning. Glory be to God, and we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord and encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We meet on this platform seven days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We meet on this platform at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then we're back at on Sundays at 12 noon. Amen. So please enjoy the services today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com. Amen. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Amen. Visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Amen. D. Amen. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. But we're going under Alfreda B. Well, I don't think I'm going to keep the name Bradford. Amen. We're going to change that last name. Amen. Amen. So Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. That'll remain the same. All right, and so we give God praise, glory, and all of the honor. All right, all right, all right. We want to thank God for Holy Week, Holy Week, Holy Week. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the week, amen, when Jesus took his last steps, amen, the last days of his journey here on planet Earth. Glory be to God. He's already entered into Jerusalem. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And but prior to his entrance to the Garden of Gethsemane, beloved, amen, Jesus, amen, Jesus, he was so loving, amen, and he served the Last Supper, amen, which was the night before, that Thursday night, glory be to God, he served the last, they call it the Last Supper because it was the Last Supper, amen, and also Holy Communion. Amen. So we are taking Holy Communion. Amen. And we want to talk about Holy Communion today. Amen, beloved, because Holy Week is really all about Holy Communion. We just don't take Holy Communion on Holy Week. Amen. But if there was ever a time to partake in Holy Communion, it is definitely this Holy Week right here. So we just want to make sure that everybody understands, amen, what Jesus did, why Jesus did it, and why we do it, amen, and why we shouldn't do it, amen. So this is where we want to go today, in the name of Jesus, amen. And so we bless the Lord, amen, amen, and amen. I'm trying not to be distracted. I got some real technical difficulties here today, but guess what? It didn't stop me. Amen. It didn't stop me. We're not easily stopped. Amen. We persist until we succeed. So I'm gonna try to ignore it. Amen. The main thing is that you hear and you can hear, and that's the most important thing. So to God be praise, glory, and honor. So Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father God, amen, as we commit this service into your hands.
in Jesus' name, and that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable to you, our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, and I'm going to read starting in the 23rd verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for the Lord's Supper. Amen. Some people call it the Lord's Supper. We can call it the Lord's Supper. We can call it communion, beloved. But the Lord's Supper, amen, glory be to God. We can call it the cup of blessings. Amen, because we actually do partake of blessings when we partake in holy communion. Glory be to God. We can call it the breaking of bread. Amen, glory be to God. In the early church, amen, they call it the Eucharist. Glory be to God, or the giving of thanks. And the Latin church, beloved, they call it Mass. Amen. But it's all the same thing. Amen. And beloved, this is the account of when Jesus instituted this ordinance of communion. And we can find it in Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and 1 Corinthians. Amen. And where Jesus teaches. Amen. And the Bible speaks about a holy communion. Glory be to the living God. And so, beloved, what is Holy Communion? Well, Holy Communion, beloved, the Lord's Supper, amen, glory be to God. It represents the greatest expression of God's love for his people. And we know that there's only two items used in Holy Communion. We have the bread, which represents Jesus' body, amen, that was scorned and broken before his crucifixion and during his crucifixion, beloved. And then we have the cup, amen, which represents his shed blood, amen. So just those two items, amen. We have the bread, and beloved, and we have the blood, amen. We have the bread and the juice, which represents, amen, his body and his blood. Amen. When Jesus walked on earth, beloved, we know that he was vibrant. His body was full of life and health, and Jesus was never sick. Can you imagine if Jesus was sick and Jesus had to, who would Jesus have called if Jesus was sick? Could you imagine Jesus saying, I got COVID-19, boys? You know what I mean? Boy, I got the flu. Boy, I'm sick. But Jesus didn't have a sick day in his life, beloved. But before he went to the cross, beloved, he was badly scourged by the Roman soldiers. And his body was torn as he hung on the cross. Glory be to God. And so at the cross, beloved, God also took all of our sicknesses and diseases, and he put them on Jesus. Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay. We got some distractions this morning, and the devil is a liar. Okay. Right. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. So God put all of our sicknesses and he put all our diseases on Jesus at the cross. Go on his perfect body. He put our sicknesses and diseases on Jesus' healthy body, beloved, so that we could walk in divine health. And this is why the Bible tells us, beloved, that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We also find in the New Testament, beloved, in Luke, the 22nd chapter, verse 20, where Jesus tells us that the cup is the new covenant in my blood. And our Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, tells us that the blood of Jesus brings forgiveness of sins. So, beloved, we take Holy Communion, glory be to God, and it's ordained that we and commanded that we take Holy Communion. Besides being born again in Christ, beloved, a healthy body and mind are the greatest blessings that anyone can have, and the Holy Communion is God's ordained channel of healing and wholeness. And on the night when he was betrayed, Jesus ate his last supper with his disciples, and knowing that he would accomplish, beloved, through his sacrifice, Jesus is the one who instituted the Holy Communion. Glory be to God. I just read that to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. Glory be to God. When we look here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, amen. Verse 24, it says here, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament and my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, and remembrance of me. So we see here Jesus himself instituted, beloved, amen, Holy Communion. And his loving instruction is that we are to remember him as we partake of the Holy Communion. Jesus wanted us conscious of how his body was broken for our wholeness, and his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. And whenever we partake in this consciousness, beloved, we proclaim the Lord's death till he come. And that's what he instructed us to do in verse number 26. For he says, for as often, you see that it's often, so that you can take Holy Communion as often as you want. You can take it every day. That's why we're taking it every day this week. It says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So, beloved, when we partake of the bread, we are declaring that Jesus' health and divine life flows in our mortal bodies. And when we partake of the cup, beloved, we are declaring that we are forgiven, and we have been made righteous. Jesus' blood gives us right standing before God. And we can go boldly into God's presence. And when we pray, beloved, we can be sure that God hears us. So, beloved, before you partake, remember that the Holy Communion is not a ritual. Now, we want to be clear on this, clear that you understand this is not a ritual to be observed, but it is a blessing to be received. You might want to write that down this morning. Holy Communion is not a ritual to be observed, but a blessing to be received. And beloved, because it is not a ritual, there's no prescribed bread or drink required. See, in the Last Supper, what Jesus did, Jesus used whatever he had at the table. See. So this is why it's okay to, you know, get some bread, get some crackers, you know, because it's all symbolic, because it's not a ritual. If you don't have grape juice, amen, if you don't have, you know, a little wine, if you use some orange juice, drink some water. See, and we're going to bless it and for what it represents. Glory be to God, because what? It's a blessing to be received. Glory be to the living God. Now, beloved, we take communion to commemorate the death of Christ, because Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. We take Holy Communion, beloved, to signify, seal, and apply to believers all the benefits of the new covenant. In this ordinance, Christ ratifies his promises to his people. And they, on their part, solemnly consecrate themselves to him, and we consecrate ourselves to his entire service. And you notice I said the word entire. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. We take Holy Communion, beloved, to be a badge of the Christian profession. We take Holy Communion, beloved, to indicate and to promote the communion of believers with Christ. And we take Holy Communion to represent the mutual communion of believers, not only with Christ, but with each other. Glory be to the living God. So, beloved, Holy Communion is about remembrance. The Lord's Supper is primarily, but not exclusively, designed to elicit or to stimulate in our hearts remembrance of the person and the work of Jesus. Remember, we don't want to forget, because we can easily forget. Not only, beloved, is it about remembrance, it's a commandment. This remembrance of Jesus is commanded, beloved. Participation at the Lord's table is not an option. It's a commandment. It's also very tangible. This remembrance entails the use of tangible elements, the bread and the wine. Just those two elements, nothing else, bread and wine. See, it's not enough to simply say, remember. That's not enough. So the Lord gave us the elements, beloved, of bread and wine. Well, they're given to us to stir our minds and to stir our hearts. The physical action of eating and drinking is designed to remind us that we spiritually ingest and depend upon Jesus and the saving benefits of his life, his death, and his resurrection. And just as food and drink are essential to sustain our physical existence, so also the blessings and benefits that come to us through the body and the blood of Christ, beloved, they are paramount to our spiritual flourishing. It's God's desire, beloved, for us to be in good health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. So, beloved, the Last Supper, the Holy Communion is about remembrance. It is a commandment from God. It's tangible, and it is very, very personal. It is a personal remembrance, beloved. We are to remember Jesus. The focus isn't about remembering Brother Abraham, Brother Moses, Brother Paul, Brother Peter, Sister Mary, Brother Isaiah, Brother Elijah. Nope, none of those people, beloved. The focus is not no longer on the Jewish Passover, beloved. The focus is not on his betrayal. And the focus is not on anything else. The Bible clearly tells us in verse number 25, look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, look at verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. There it is. We do this to focus on Jesus and to remember Jesus. Not what he went through, not this, just remembering Jesus. Beloved, it's also confession. And this remembering, beloved, there is also confession. In partaking of the elements, we declare, Christ gave his body and blood for me. He died for me. Glory be to God, beloved. And this is why I am opposed to children taking communion. And that's the way I was taught. And we don't serve communion to children. Why? Because, beloved, if one cannot and does not personally and consciously confess that the bread and the wine symbolize the body and the blood of Jesus sacrificed for sinners, then they cannot, should not, indeed must not partake of it. Because they can't confess. A baby can't confess. A toddler can't confess the blood of Jesus. They don't know what it symbolizes. Glory be to God. If the partaking of communion, beloved, is a confession that Christ gave his body and blood for me, and an infant, a toddler, or someone, a young, that don't really understand, then they're not ready for communion. They're not ready for communion. It's also a proclamation, beloved. And in this remembering, we must proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. This, beloved, then, is not merely an ordinance that looks to the past, but it's also an ordinance of hope that points to the future, a great future, a grand future. Beloved, we have to know that we are unworthy. We are unworthy to partake of the Lord's table, beloved, in an unworthy manner. It's to, I.H. Marshall writes this. He says, to partake of the Lord's table in an unworthy manner is to take it without regard of its true worth, not yours. To partake unworthily is to come complacently, lightheartedly, giving no thought to that which the elements signify. Holy Communion is a very sacred. It is very sacred, sacred, beloved. That's why it's called Holy Communion. Verse number 27 in our scripture says this. It says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of our Lord. Beloved, to be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord is to treat as common or profane something which is sacred. The Lord's Supper is just not another meal. Well, let me go get something to eat. Give me some of them crackers and juice. No, 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 no. Beloved, we have to, let us look at verse number 28 again. 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Beloved, we have to examine ourselves before we partake of Holy Communion. We ought to be examining ourselves every day, actually. We are to test our motives and attitudes as we approach the table to be certain that we are partaking for the right reasons and with the right understanding of what the elements represent. Beloved, and if one cannot obey this command, then that person is not prepared or qualified to partake of the elements. We are to examine ourselves, beloved. We take Holy Communion to draw closer to God. It is a Holy Communion to time of repentance, to examine our hearts. You cannot take communion over unforgiveness, any sin, unconfessed sin, beloved, if there's any sin in our hearts. See? Any sin. This is a time of repentance. This is a time to ask God to forgive you. This is a time to a restoration, getting things right with God, getting things right with our brothers and our sisters. It's a time for a new beginning. It's a time of healing. We partake in Holy Communion, amen, for healing, amen, to the physical body, to the mental, to the spiritual. We do this, beloved. So we just can't not just, you know, take communion like, you know, like we're drinking a bottle of water. And this is why the Bible tells us to examine ourselves. Judge your own self. You don't need no one calling out your sin. The Holy Spirit has already, you already know, and some things we feel justified about, but that's not a good enough reason. There is no reason. The Lord says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we remember Jesus, beloved, glory be to God, and we partake in Holy Communion, you cannot partake Holy Communion over mess. If you're not ready to give up your sin, if you're not ready for the Lord to cleanse your heart, then you're in trouble already. But don't take communion, Holy Communion over that, because now you really have a damaging effect. Because now let's look at verse number 29 and 30. It says, no, let's go back to 28. So make sure you have a full understanding. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When the Bible tells us here, beloved, for when we take communion over unconfessed sins, we have not examined ourselves, we refuse to relinquish, we want to hold on, we want to continue, you know, in our pleasure and our delight, you know, going against the grain, glory be to God. And that, like I said earlier, that's bad enough by itself. You got to deal with that. But to take Holy Communion on top of that brings damnation to a person to the extent, beloved, that he said many are weak and sickly. Not only are some weak, Not only are some sick, can't seem to get hell well, but he said, and many sleep. Now, he's not talking about that sleep that you do at night, you know, 6 hours here, 7 hours here, 8 hours. He's talking about graveyard sleep. He's talking about premature death. Why? Because you out there whoring around and doing what you want to do and going to come and take communion and with no regard. Glory be to God. You're just going to do what you want to do and come into a holy sacrament. Glory be to God. Not discerning the Lord's body and just take holy communion so everybody can see that you're taking it, you know, putting up a show for people. Glory be to God. And know you got issues that you need to be talking to God about. Having confessed it, glory be to God, and having talked to God about it, having released it, committed it to the Lord, you just keep on going on about your business and taking Holy Communion, and I'm telling you, you's in trouble. You in trouble. You in trouble without Holy Communion, but you're really in trouble when you take Holy Communion on top. So, beloved, what we want to do, number one, we are in sin. Matter of fact, we must take Holy Communion. See, not taking communion may lead to divine discipline, beloved. Glory be to God. Why? Because it's a command. It's like any other command. So we want to take it. Most churches take it once a month, twice a month. Glory be to God. With us being virtual here, we haven't been really taking it as often, but we're going to get back on schedule. I don't know. I might start serving it every week. I don't know what the Lord tells me to do. But this Holy Week, why? Because communion was instituted during the Holy Week. The crucifixion, the resurrection, this is when it was all instituted. This is why we do it in remembrance of Jesus. So this is the most perfect time during this Passover, beloved, for us to enter into the Holy of Holies in our hearts, to ask God to forgive us for our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, anywhere we have come short of his glory. Glory be to God. Get it right with God. Get it right with God, beloved. Glory be to God. Get it right. Get it right. Hallelujah. Get it right with our brothers and our sisters. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Amen. In Jesus' name. So we want to partake today. Amen. Glory be to God. Get your grape juice. Get your wine, whatever you got. And you don't need a whole bottle of wine. You don't need no 8 ounces. We talking about a little sip. Walking around drunk today, talking about Pastor Bradford, sir, told the communion, you done drunk 16 ounces of wine. No, don't put that on Pastor Bradford. The devil is a liar. Amen. Glory be to God. You got your matzah, you got your bread, you got your crackers. Amen. Pretzels. Okay, whatever you got. Whatever you got. Amen. Remember, when Jesus served Holy Communion, amen, glory, he used whatever was on the table at that Last Supper. At that Last Supper, the night before. Amen, beloved. Amen. He used whatever was on the table, and he blessed it. All right? So give you a second to get whatever you're going to be taking to represent the body. And to get whatever you're taking, it's going to represent the blood. Amen? All right. So let us pray. And if you're a visitor, amen, and just come back. Tomorrow we're going to be doing this every day this week until Sunday. Every day. Matter of fact, this Saturday is our spiritual warfare training. We'll probably do it on Saturday, too. Saturday, and then definitely on Sunday. Amen, on resurrection morning. All right. All right, beloved, amen. Let us take the matzah in our hand. Take the bread in your hand. Okay. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your son. And by the stripes that fell on his back, our body is healed from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. Every cell, every organ, every function of our body is healed, restored, and renewed in Jesus' name. We believe and we receive. And thank you, Father, for this prayer that represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let us eat, beloved, of the body. Bless the Lord. All right, saints, now next, take the cup in your hand. Lord Jesus, thank you for your precious blood, your sin-free, disease-free, poverty-free life is in your blood. And your shed blood has removed every sin from our lives. Through your blood, we are forgiven of all our sins, past, present, and future, and made completely righteous. Today, Father God, we celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and provision. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. As we partake, Father God, of this cup, which represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. Amen. Drink the cup, beloved. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we say thank you for Holy Communion. We say thank you for what it represents. We say thank you, Father God, for the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where he gave his life, Father God, that we may receive eternal life. Father God, where he was bruised, Father God, where he was scorned. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for the body, Father, that was broken and the blood that was shed. And we thank you for the opportunity, Father, to remember Jesus and this holy sacrament of Holy Communion. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Hallelujah. And look, the Bible says, it says here, okay, wait a minute. Give me 1 second. All right. And another part, I believe it's in Matthew's, amen, you can look it up. After the communion, it says, beloved, that they dismissed, amen. They dismissed. The service was over, amen. Jesus was headed towards the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. So on that note, amen, we're going to dismiss. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for Holy Communion. It's so sweet, Father God. Thank you for the spiritual significance. Thank you for the spiritual significance, Father. Father God, that little piece of matzah and that little tab of juice, Father God, was, Father God, so significant to us. More than our necessary meal, more than the breakfast that we're going to be partaking of the lunch or the dinner today. God, we just want to say thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Now, Father God, we ask that you'll meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Father God, if it's anybody on the line today that do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father, we ask that you would give them the will to submit and surrender. And we say thank you for this holy week and this holy day and this holy moment. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would go with us today. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. As we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow and premature death, it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now that the hand was able to keep you from falling and present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, same time, same place, same station, giving God all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we want to hear from you. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. All of our contact information is there on our website. Amen. Everybody, have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Blessings on blessings. God bless.